Everyone knows that music can have an impact on you. It can take you to your happy place, excite you, or sympathize with you. But have you ever considered the scientific factors of why this happens? It might not be well known, but I have a theory that artists almost capitalize on the scientific bits of music, even if they don't know it. To highlight this, I'm going to focus on a famous movie soundtrack and instrumental song creator, Ben Frost, specifically from his album, The Center Cannot Hold. Ben Frost was born in Melbourne, Australia in 1980. Not only has he created soundtracks for movies and shows such as Super Dark Times, Fortitude, and Sleeping Beauty, but he's also created 14 of his own albums and tracks. Since I can't cover almost 20 albums of music, let's just focus on 10 or so songs. Alright, the first, song is called Threshold of Faith. I hesitate to call it a song because, well, it's mainly just sound. But it's wonderfully eclectic. I mean, think about when you need faith the most. Probably when you're about to pass away, right? So all of the breathing, the heart monitor beeps, all come together, and it feels like you're fading away. If you ask me, I'm already entranced. But it's not just what the sounds are, it's what they do. Okay, so there are 5 types of brain waves: beta, alpha, theta, delta, and gamma. Each have their own role. For example, beta is known for consciousness, while alpha is known for deep relaxation and gamma for insight. Stimulating these brain waves can cause you to feel exactly what those waves are known for. You may disagree, but think of it this way. How do you feel when you hear a song like Wolves by Selena Gomez? I'm not talking about how you feel about the artist or anything. I mean, what do you feel when you listen to the actual sounds? Let's focus on the part right after the chorus. It makes you feel energetic, right? In fact, the peaks of the frequencies post-chorus are specifically mid-beta waves, which encourage active external attention. Surprised? Don't believe me? Let's try again with another song, Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in.
Immediately, I think of it as reflective and relaxing, and you probably do too. Why? You guessed it, brainwaves. The song's lyrics specifically stimulate theta waves, which are important for relaxation and focus. Almost like it's intentional. Brainwaves work in funny ways. Not only does your brain create its own wavelengths at different points in the day, but it can also be stimulated by frequency waves of the same hertz. Essentially, the science behind it is all about pitch. You can use a simple online frequency reader to get a gauge on any sound, and based on this, you can determine what brain wavelength it falls under. The longer the wave, the slower your brain wants to work. This technique and concept can be used to examine Ben Frost's unique style. His album's layout actually complements the different types of moods each song stimulates. The first song is Threshold of Faith, the song I mentioned earlier. This song has alpha, theta, and beta waves. It's basically the works: energy, drowsiness, and focus. The album transitions through a few more songs to, in my opinion, the most interesting one. It's called A Single Hellfire Costs $100,000, and it's only 12 seconds long. Peculiar, yeah? Take a listen. It's pretty drowsy, huh? I think it's sort of a contrast from earlier songs with its length, but it's also a contrast between the title and the song. It's almost ironic. For those of you who may not know, the Hellfire Frost is talking about is very literal. Its full name is the AGM-114 Hellfire, and it's a missile with many different slight variant types that's been used in precision strikes on people, ships, cities, and more. I guess it's like Ben Frost is posing a question. Is it really worth it? He encourages his audience to think deeper in the matter for 12 whole seconds. 12 seconds of considering the brevity of human life, how much it's really worth, and how much we invest in obliterating it. Think about that. And really, Frost gives you much more than 12 seconds to consider the value of life. His next songs are equally as dreamlike in nature, specifically his song Meg Ryan Eyes. It uses the same wavelengths as a song about the hellfire to continue a reflective process. Towards the end of the album, Frost starts to bring you out of your trance. His second to last song is called All That You Love Will Be Eviscerated, and the title says it all. It shows Frost's emotions towards how quickly human life can be eradicated, and he is not happy. The chords and the tone of the song are a mix of anger and despair, and the layers he brings in only adds to the chaos. But you may be wondering, how did Ben Frost get to where he is today? With a net worth of $1 million, he certainly has come far. But you would be surprised to know that his job is, and definitely was not, easy. Before there was any such thing as stereo sound effects, Frost would put all the sounds he wanted in a room. Then, he would carefully move items around as he was recording to get the effect he wanted, the clean fades in and out. Can you imagine literally having to mix audio by hand? No programs, no pre-recorded sounds. Just you, a room, and the sounds you want. It's odd to me because I love working with audio. Making an entire atmosphere out of nothing is my passion. So trying to imagine him doing it like Ben Frost does, and as well as he does, is something else. Ben Frost does not glaze over any detail at all, and that's clear to anyone who listens, whether they like his songs or not. This music review was produced by Katie Piedra for WHJE. All credits go to YouTube, Wikipedia, and various other websites for the information. More reviews like this can be found at whje.com.